All right, we are back from recess in our Daggett County Commission and RDA meeting. It's Tuesday, June 10th, 2025 at 9:44 a.m. We're on issue updates, item number G, which is roads. Any discussion on roads today? Code enforcement issues. We've covered a few items on legislation in our MBA meeting, but anything pertinent to legislation for the county or the RDA?
Still working to help get the visitor center open at the Flaming Gorge now. I've had some communication with both, well, the letters that were sent out through Peggy's office, as well as some phone conversations with Connor House, I think is how you say it, to try and facilitate that to go quicker.
It sounds like there might be a little bit of movement on this subject, so hopefully we can keep that going and get it taken care of. Thank you. Jordan, anything on tourism today?
We don't have anything this week. The St. Sabbath Commission will be next week. There is the first shooting rodeo in 19, and then the marketing room, the common, the banquet, as well as the exhibit. The shooting will be next week.
Did you mention the basketball tournament?
Oh, and the basketball tournament.
This weekend.
I forgot about this
weekend. It'll be a busy place. I can't remember a lot. All right. Citizen comment for the commission, for the county commission or the RDA today? All right, let's move on to...
I think they wanted to speak for the citizen. Yep.
Oh, that'd be great.
I'm Leslie Whiting with UV Tech and Custom Fit, and this is my co-workers Kimberly Wadsworth and Lisa Labrum. And we wanted to stop in. I do it more often, but every couple of years, and try and meet with folks in Daggett County to let them know that our department at UV Tech works with businesses who need training. It can be any kind of training anywhere, online, out of town, out of state. You can bring somebody into your business. And the state of Utah, through the Custom Fit program, reimburses the company 40% of their direct training costs. So, not for travel or anything, but for the training costs, for books, things like that. In the past, we've put together a customer service training for businesses in Dutch John and Manila. That's been quite a while ago since we've done that. We've also done things at the high school in the evening, brought, I can't remember what the name of it was. It was when Senator Evans, Beverly Evans, was in the legislature, that we would come out with her and do presentations. We talked to Peggy, and she knows about the help that we can offer. We also, in addition to reimbursing the 40% for training that businesses may need, and it can be any kind type of training, safety training, continuing education, leadership, technology, anything that helps make their business better. Custom Fit also designs classes. Excel, right now we have Excel classes, artificial intelligence in the workplace classes, we do evening classes. What's that?
Does QuickBooks come into?
We do now. We think we've got someone who can help teach QuickBooks. So we used to offer it at UV Tech, and then it went away, and then we get requests once in a while and try to find someone who will help individual businesses. but now we found someone who does that, and we could have a class.
But it's along those lines of different things, this resources for businesses.
Yes. And so government, of course, isn't eligible for the 40%, but when we do our own classes, like the ones that I mentioned, or anything that businesses need that we can organize for them as a training, we always have a lower price for government. So, and we've even got a teacher now who would come up and bring the trainings to you guys if you ever wanted to do that. Mm-hmm.
So just so you are aware, Heather Lowry and I have been working together, and we've got 2 dates set up now for the soft skills training. Uh-huh. So we'll be having her come, or what's her, Jackson, is your message?
Hi, Jack. Hi.
We've got dates set up for July 17th and August 21st. Carrie has agreed to let some of our, let our employees use it as one of those basic training type things. So we'll get participation from the county. I've got the city coming. Chamber of Commerce is working. We're hoping to get maybe 50 to 60 people involved in some of the classes. So,
oh, great.
You guys have been wonderful to work with. I need to throw that in.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We're able to work with.
That is good to hear. Do you have any questions or any businesses that you know do a lot of training that we can stop by?
Any businesses that you recommend that we could visit?
Well, Peggy may have a perspective on that. Mm-hmm. If you want to have a conversation with her.
Most of the businesses are asking for kind of in-depth training on customer service, how to diffuse situations when they hit that point. And then I'm working with the school, with Camille Brown, the principal at the high school, to try and get some of these trainings into at least the senior class this year, juniors and seniors, because those kids do make up a bit of our workforce in the summertime for seasonal. Mm-hmm. On that, Red Canyon and Flaming Gorge Resort, they might be two good businesses if you'd want to stop in and see what they've got.
We do have some HR classes and informed law and understanding, like ADA and FMLA. Those are all virtual, and those would be, we've got some handouts to leave that with you so you'll know what's going on there, but we have some great trainings that we can do right there.
How about the family ranches and ranch businesses, if they want specific training? Because we've talked retail and all that stuff, and they're wholesalers, I guess, in their version. But would they, as businesses, be eligible as well?
Yep, they would.
Well, thank you so much.
So we'll leave you with some flyers and some goodies, and then we'll go and meet with some businesses.
Well, we're doing a database here on August 30th. You would be interested in having a group up here. That would be a great way of reaching a lot of different citizens, second homeowners, and our customers.
When is it?
August 30th.
It's the Friday or Saturday of Labor Day.
Labor Day. We're involved in Northeast Counseling, and those all come up also in the office.
Uh-huh. Okay, great.
Yeah, it's the weekend of our PRC really at the same time, so they both get a lot of exposure.
Yeah, that's a great idea. We might get some advertising out, maybe bring some people from Wyoming and into Vernon.
Yeah, and any type of exposure that UB Tech would like, not necessarily just focused on the program that you discussed, but any exposure you'd be welcome to. And we appreciate the partnership between the county and UB Tech. You guys are great partners, so thank you.
Thanks for coming up. It's good to see you, Leslie.
Yeah, good to see you.
Yeah.
We used to not be great. What? I said, we used to not be gray when we first met.
I said, you look just the same.
So I'm Robin Miller's daughter, Lisa. I remember you from forever ago.
Really?
Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you. And this is just a portion of what we do. Any training can be covered with. So this is just stuff that we have going on right now.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, these are the goodies.
Thank you.
Do I have to wear these in public?
You get to wear them in
get
public.
To.
Oh, I get to.
She's a mom. She'll lay it on you.
Thank you. Drive safely.
I'll embarrass Leslie. She was on the radio in Roosevelt for years. She also taught swimming to all of our kids. And just a great community person here to base in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jason. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
See if you can remember how to throw a yo-yo.
Any other citizen comment today? Sheriff, how are you?
Good.
Anything from your office today?
One thing that I need to Verinda, Katie's going to send you an email to get on the agenda. I didn't get it on. I wanted to do it today. I didn't. We need to discuss vehicle lease. Bits at that time.
Okay. Next week we are not having commission. The 24th would work for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you should get an email about that too.
Okay.
I thought the meeting was canceled today and not next week.
Sorry.
All right.
We've been relatively uneventful lately, so it's been nice. So I'm hoping to get to stay that way. That's why I didn't say the cube.
So. Thank you, and everybody from your department.
Thanks for all the work.
All right, let's move on to review the cash summary and accounts receivable for the county and the RDA.
Motion to acknowledge receipt of the cash summary for Daggett County and the RDA and accounts receivable as of 6-6-2025.
Second.
So we have a motion and a second to acknowledge the receipt of the cash summary and the accounts receivable report as of 6-6-2025. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. The open invoice register is next.
Make a motion to approve the open invoice registry for Daggett County and the RDA dated 6/9/2025 in the amount of $43,856.36.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the open invoice register dated 6/9/2025 in the amount of $43,856.36. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The disbursement listing is next.
Make a motion to acknowledge receipt of the disbursement listing dated 5/28/2025 in the amount of Port of Daggett County and RDA in the amount of $150,300.10 with no void amount.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to accept the disbursement summary dated 5/28/2025 in the amount of $150,300.10. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Yes. Yep. Let's go ahead and take a 5-minute recess. It is 10:01.